It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A new investigation finds that Wisconsin utility customers could be on the hook for hundreds of millions of dollars if proposed or developing AI data centers fail, as seven of these major projects are underway across the state.
A new investigation from Wisconsin Watch finds that customers in Wisconsin are already paying for power plants long after they shut down. Often called stranded assets, they amount to nearly $1 billion, according to the report.
The investigation finds that new data centers run the risk of creating more of these stranded assets if the centers close, leaving local taxpayers to potentially pay the cost of unnecessary power plants for decades.
The co-authors of that piece join us now. Tom Kircher is a reporter with Wisconsin Watch. Tom, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you, Rob.
And Paul Kiefer is with us, reporting fellow at Wisconsin Watch. Paul, thanks for being with us.
Nice to be here. Thanks.
Tom, let's start with these stranded assets that are already here. How do we get to this place where ratepayers are paying for power plants that aren't producing power anymore?
So what happens is when utility companies decide to create a power plant or invest in it to expand, they essentially take on a debt. Now, here's a crude example, I guess, but if you think of taking out a 10-year loan to buy a new car, but you junk it after 5 years, you're obviously no longer getting the benefit out of the car, but you still owe the loan, right? So in this case, power plants were built expecting that they would last for decades and decades, but instead were shut down early. And so the debt still remains. They're a stranded asset. They're no longer producing revenue. They're no longer producing electricity. But we, the ratepayers, still have to pay off the debt.
Paul, you were doing a lot of the numbers work here, I understand. Give us a sense of how we get to nearly $1 billion in paying these stranded asset costs.
It's a conservative-ish number because we only have reliable figures from one sort of parent company of utilities, from WEC, which is... For those in Milwaukee, where I live, is what owns We Energies. So those are distributed across a handful of already retired units within power plants or entire power plants across Wisconsin, and actually one on the Upper Peninsula in Michigan, for which Wisconsin ratepayers are responsible. And it totals up the underlying value of the assets, the net book value of the assets, is in the world of $750 million, and then tack onto that a rate of return and taxes. And then that is going to grow in coming years because there are additional retirements coming down the line, including Columbia Energy Center, which is the largest coal-fired power plant in the state. So the numbers get tricky because they change every year, and as new retirements come online, and as the value or debts drop over time. But for now, as of the end of this month, roughly $1 billion is only considering WEC assets in Wisconsin.
And Tom, Paul mentioned rate of return there. And that points to some of the funkiness of the utility energy business in Wisconsin and elsewhere. In a nutshell, we say, okay, you could have a monopoly this area. We're going to limit your prices, or you have to get rates approved by a state board. But we're going to guarantee you're going to make a certain amount of money. How does that work, and how does that fit into this stranded assets issue?
So that fits in because, as I mentioned, not only are the ratepayers having to pay off the debt that was taken on to construct a plant or to expand a plant, but the debt also includes a essentially guaranteed rate of return of nearly 10%. So that's a profit, if you will, that goes to the shareholders of these companies. So one of the issues here is, in some ways, Wisconsin overbet, if you will, on coal. It kept building coal plants, expanding coal plants, thinking they would last a much longer time than they have. Coal became too expensive. There's a transition into natural gas. So we have the debt to pay off these coal plants. But then on top of that, added to the debt, is this 10% rate of return. So even though these power plants are no longer operating, the companies that built them are still guaranteed the 10% profit.
Paul, in the piece, you point out that, hey, WEC Energy says, and other companies say this, when we close that power plant early, yes, we're still paying off those debts, but hang on, these are, by current standards, inefficient power plants. We're saving money, in one case saying $2.5 billion. Does that go in any way to ratepayers? Does that balance out the sunk loan costs of these power plants after they close?
It is. I think it's not an apples to apples comparison. It is future costs avoided in maintenance and operating versus continuing to pay off the net book value of the plants. So, you know, you would have, in addition to continuing to pay off the net book value of the plants, potentially had to pay off, you know, if there were additional maintenance needed, or if there were operating costs associated, you would have paid those off had the plants continued operating to the end of their originally anticipated lifespan. But yes, it's true that, you know, retiring these plants early, if one is interested in reducing emissions, means that, you know, there is a trade-off. You can either keep the coal plants running and we continue paying down the net book value of the plant while they emit greenhouse gases, or you can, you know, continue paying down that net book value for a plant that is not operating. And, you know, that's a trade-off that people can make their own judgments about.
We're talking about the cost of power plants after they close down. Tom Kircher and Paul Kiefer are with us. They reported on this for Wisconsin Watch. All right, Tom, everything we've said is true now, even if we never heard of artificial intelligence and machine learning and data centers. Well, hang on. Now we're building lots of data centers that are going to use lots of energy. What concerns does that raise about future closed down power plants if this industry turns out to be a bubble of some sort?
Yeah, that is a concern. So to me, when I first came across this idea of stranded assets, it was a new phenomenon to me, and I think it is to most readers, most listeners.
Same.
And it's an important story in itself that, you know, there's this much debt, $1 billion or more, to pay off these stranded assets. But it's all the more timely and relevant because of data centers. So the data centers, about seven of them in Wisconsin right now, have either been approved or even under construction, and they will use a colossal amount of electricity. So in turn, the power companies like We Energies is going to want to generate that electricity to power these data centers. So there's a rush, if you will, to build more plants or expand capacity. Well, that ultimately runs the risk of creating more stranded assets. AI is supposed to be big. We already feel it in our lives, what an impact it's making. At the same time, if there's this rush to build more and more power plants, more and more electricity capacity, what happens if in 2 years or 5 years or 10, AI isn't as big as we thought, or some of these data centers maybe aren't needed as long as we thought? We're going to end up with more stranded assets, more debts that have to be paid off by the ratepayers.
Paul, there's a lot of question marks here, obviously. But looking at the scale of energy that we're talking about to power these data centers, what is the, again, in a case, as Tom was talking about, where, hey, we build lots of these plants and this industry doesn't take off like we think, what kind of impact could that have numbers-wise on the impact on the future of these stranded assets and what ratepayers are paying?
It is very hard to say, considering that, you know, what may come is an investment in new generation capacity with, I guess the short way to say it is, there is some amount of conversion of existing facilities that is possible. So, you know, in some of these cases, the energy capacity that we need to run the data centers will be accomplished by converting plants that would otherwise, or units that would otherwise retire, from coal to natural gas. And there's some amount of reduced stranded asset risk when, you know, at least you're not building an entirely new plant to accomplish that. You know, given how much it takes to build a new generating station entirely from scratch, and given, you know, the energy demands of a data center, it is not infeasible that you wind up with a similar scenario that we've wound up with now as a result of a rush to build coal capacity 50 years ago. But I think it's a little bit too early to say because the data center boom is still relatively new.
And Tom, this gets a bit wonky here, but you say there's a tool that other states use a fair amount, Wisconsin only in a limited way when it comes to this debt of closed down power plants. It's called securitization. I read it like a refi at a lower interest rate. I don't know if I have that exactly right. What is this and what kind of difference could it potentially make?
Yeah, securitization, and I'll pass it over to Paul to explain that a little bit more, but you're right. It is essentially a refinancing of debt that results in a reduced debt payment for ratepayers. The problem in Wisconsin is that it's voluntary. So if a utility company that is building a plant or increasing capacity wants to use securitization, they can, but it's voluntary and the use of it is limited for only certain instances. So it is a way to try to reduce debt for ratepayers, but it's not readily used. And again, Paul could add more to that, I think.
Yeah, Paul, would this be a difference maker if we used it more for the costs that we end up paying here for these closed down power plants?
It would, on the scale of millions. But it is very wonky. It is essentially what matters to ratepayers is the difference between a utility's cost of capital and the interest rate that we the ratepayers would be paying on the bonds they issue. A securitization is a bond. They get to turn the remaining value of a plant, which is not usually a tradable financial product, into a bond that they can issue, and they sell the bonds, and then we continue paying off the value of the underlying plant and the interest on the bonds. And the difference between that and what we'd pay as like a rate of return, that is the that is where you save millions. The question is, how widely will it be adopted? So far, really only WEC Energy Group is doing it. So, it has yet to be seen how much that could save ratepayers if adopted widely.
And we'll leave it there. Thanks to our guests, Paul Kiefer and Tom Kircher. They're reporters with Wisconsin Watch. Been talking about their investigation into how utility customers pay for costs related to closed down power plants. You can read their full story at WPR.org.